At Maine's annual Fishermen's Forum in Rockport, a historic $600 million harvest season coincided with a slight increase in lobster landings and lingering concerns over potential changes to gear rules around protecting endangered right whales. But looming over the two-day forum are major cutbacks in the quota of crucial herring bait fish, which could ripple across the industry. Fred Bever has the story.
Patrice McCarron is executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. She's worried about the severity of herring restrictions imposed by the federal government after the species failed to reproduce in sustainable numbers last year.
It's about as bad as we could imagine, but we don't yet know what it's going to translate to for the fishermen.
McCarron says that Maine fishermen face a shortage of some 50 million pounds of bait in the coming season. Fishermen are used to catching the traditional lobster bait fish in Maine's coastal herring fishery all summer and into the fall. But McCarron says under the new quotas,
we're seeing an 84% reduction in that particular source of bait, so we'll have less than 5,000 metric ton, which will probably be caught in a week, in 1 week.
In a recent survey, 82% of MLA's members said the bait shortage could lead to an economic crisis in the industry. McCarron says that fishermen in remote locations may have the hardest time because alternative bait sources are hard to get to. But she also says she has faith in the creative solutions fishermen can cobble together. Stonington lobsterman Bob Williams, who's been hauling traps for more than six decades, is taking an all-of-the-above approach.
So I have a cooler, and we stock up on bait, go to different places before the season starts. A lot of time, get the pogies, menhaden, or frozen bait too, which is now rockfish, big popular bait.
McCarron predicts bait prices will skyrocket when the lobster season really gets going in the spring, and that's even if the menhaden, known as pogies, return to local waters in force this summer, as they have the last 3 years. That has fishermen and state officials looking for new sources, such as some types of carp, or even mink hides, as long as the fur is completely removed. Patrick Kelleher, the commissioner of the State Department of Marine Resources, was peppered with questions about alternative bait. He says that to be certain an imported species does not pose a disease threat to native stock, state review processes can take time, sometimes months.
It does take a long time. So it's not great news, but that's the news I got.
In an interview, Kelleher said that while the bait crisis is an imminent peril, federal action to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale could exacerbate hardships for the industry. He is working with regulators in other states and at the federal level to find solutions that will preserve the lobster industry's viability. Those could include a requirement to reduce the number of rope end lines in the water by 40% starting next year. He adds, though, that lawsuits environmental groups have filed against the federal government to force new whale protections are an unpredictable factor.
The courts, they're the wild card, right? I mean, they could put something in place tomorrow. We're hoping they won't. We're hoping that they will give deference to the agencies to do the work that they need to do.
Lobsterman Addison Ames, who fishes 800 traps with his brother off Final Haven, says that between the bait crisis and potential new whale rules, he's beginning to think about retirement.
Every notch they put in, unfortunately, I'll say the gun, one way or the other, is just another hard financial situation for us, and it's not going to work.
Both state and federal level regulators are expected to propose new gear rules by spring or early summer. And in the meantime, the great bait hunt is on. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.